How much do you know about cars, Em?
Absolutely nothing.
Mate, you can join the club because I admire cars. My knowledge of cars is virtually zilch. But I'm a big fan. I'm not sure if you follow Andrew Bogut on Twitter.
No, but know who the legend
yes,
is.
Legendary Aussie basketballer. He tweeted overnight about this ute that's up for grabs, and he says it. He expects it to go for over $1 million. So the story is Lloyds are auctioning off a 2017 Holden HSV GTSR Malou ute. I'm sure I've got that wrong. 15 days to go in the auction. Already it's up to $785,000. I thought that is a lot of money for a ute, but I'm no expert. This man is Richard Blackburn, who's National Motoring Editor for News Corp. Morning, Richard.
Morning, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking the call so early, mate. Tell us, what is so special about a Holden ute?
Well, it's like all these cars that go for big money at auction. It's the rarity that's pushing the price up. So this is one of only four utes made, Malou utes made. And it was made in 2017, just before Holden shut their doors. And it wasn't actually released to the public. It was the four cars were sold privately. So it's all that sort of, I guess it's the mystique around it and the fact that it's so rare. And also then you add on top of that, you know, Australian manufacturing is no longer happening. And and that's what pushes the price up.
So Richard, how would these four people got their hands on this car?
Well, they probably would have been HSV, long-term HSV customers, and it would have been sort of, I guess, shopped around to the people who had bought HSVs for a long time in the past.
So the loyal,
HSV was sort of the pinnacle of, you know, this HSV ute was the pinnacle of performance cars, Aussie built performance cars at the time. I guess they had a sedan version, but that was actually sold. But it was the most expensive Australian car sold. It was 167,000 new. These owners probably paid a little bit more than that, but I think they're reaping their rewards right now.
That was my question. So you reckon it would have been somewhere between, say, roughly around 175G for one of these cars brand new?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit more. It might have been 200. We're not sure, but
good investment.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, all these cars are. It's a bit like, if you remember, I don't know if you remember the Ford Falcon GTHOs, but they had a Phase 4 version of those that they built these homologation specials to race them at Bathurst, and then there was a supercar scandal, and they said, why are we building these, you know, bullets for the road? And so there were only four of those built, and one of those went for for about $2 million a couple of years back. So, yes, but it's like I said, it's all about the end of Australian manufacturing, and there are people out there that are still mourning the loss of Holden. Like you and I wouldn't understand.
Richard, if bidding continues at the pace it has, it could be the first roadworthy Holden to break the seven-figure mark. Would you expect this car would be driven, or could it be in a garage somewhere just being lovingly polished by its owner?
I'd say there's a very low chance of it being driven very much. I think this one has about 680 kilometres on it in three and a bit years of ownership. So, yeah, you tend to wrap these things in cotton wool, and I imagine that all four of them are like that. You know, it's just that's the way that you ensure the maximum price. Although, you know, a good story always helps too. I remember not so long ago there was a GT Falcon that was kept in a chicken coop for years, and had been let go, and it was rusted out, and there was rat poo in it, and it still got $200,000. So, yeah, it's amazing what people will pay for a good story, good backstory.
I've heard of even old Sandman wagons fetching up to $70,000 these days. So what's the sort of the prestige or investment car market like in Australia? Is it pretty active?
Yeah, it's pretty strong. And I think that, like I mentioned before, the end of Australian manufacturing has just added that extra little bit of impetus to it. But no, we've always had a strong market. I mean, the GT Falcons have always sold well, and the Monaros and Taranas. It's just a slice of Australian history. You know, everyone remembers Brock going around the mountain in old Holdens and that sort of thing in Moffat. So I think it's just, it's the story that people are buying into.
Good on you, Richard. Appreciate your time. Richard Blackburn, National Motoring Editor for News Corp. And we'll put a picture of that that ute up for sale on our socials. It is a 2017 Holden HSV Malu ute, which has gone up fivefold in price in 3 years. Imagine what it'll be worth in another 10 years.
What an investment.
Good investment.
It's a beautiful-looking beast.